Track 13, Mike Liggins. The TV star reveals his romantic side.
It's often said that men are rubbish at romance, but I don't buy that. Some are better than others, it's true, but I think we all want to be good at it. We just don't know how sometimes. I think back to my engagement proposal. I'd met my wife Jeanette at the BBC in June 1984, and we got together and enjoyed a wonderful courtship in the months ahead. I remember our first kiss on the cliffs overlooking Cromer. Always a tricky business, the first kiss, don't you agree? So many questions. Does she fancy me? She did. Shall I go for it now? I did. Is it too soon? It wasn't. After that, we dated for about 18 months before Jeanette started dropping some not-so-subtle hints about getting married. I wanted our engagement to be extra special. I wanted to buy a lovely ring, something simple but elegant, so I went to Windsor Bishop on London Street in Norwich and bought a ring which was more than I could sensibly afford. She was worth it. Then I booked a romantic mini-break in Ireland. Jeanette didn't suspect a thing. When we got to Iceland, I carried this beautiful ring in a briefcase type thing, which I had at the time. I didn't let it out of my sight for 2 days, waiting for just the right moment to pop the question. We had a great time, but try as I might, I couldn't find the perfect moment. By the time we'd reached Southern Ireland, I was starting to panic a little. We were in a tea shop on the coast and had ordered a big cream tea, but I couldn't eat. Are you feeling okay? Jeanette asked. Not feeling sick, are you? Mind if I have your scone? Immediately after that, we decided to go for a stroll over a rocky outcrop with the rain lashing down. This was it, I thought. This was the moment. So I stuffed the box holding the ring into my pocket and off we went. I don't think I got down on one knee, but I did propose, and with waves crashing on the rocks close by, Jeanette happily said, yes. It was wonderful, but what a flipping pantomime. Perhaps the problem is that no one teaches you how to be romantic. You can't do a GCSE in romance. You can read stories of great love or watch rom-coms on Netflix, but I'm not sure how reliable that is. I guess most boys learn from their fathers. My dad was a trier in the romance department, but I'm not convinced he was great at it. There is one lovely story about courting Mum. He was an eligible bachelor in my hometown of Nuneaton and spotted a pretty little thing called Carol Bidmead working in the electricity board in Abbey Street. She was a demonstrator, someone who demonstrated how appliances worked. Mum, who started out as a chef, would often cook in the shop and the public would watch. Seems a bit odd now, but it was a thing back then, apparently. Dad went into the shop, pretending to be interested in buying a cooker, and got chatting that way. She offered to make him some chocolate crispies, and the rest, as they say, is history. Since I've looked back, perhaps I should also look forward and offer some advice on romance to my son, Harry. He's 22 now and would be appalled at the idea of a mention in this column, in this context. So it's probably best we keep this quiet. I'd say to Harry, don't be afraid and jump right in. You can look a fool, of course, and there are probably more than a few women in Norfolk who could come up with an appalling story about me, but I think fortune tends to favour the brave. So, happy Valentine's Day to everyone this month. And one final thought for everyone, regardless of your sex or preferences in that department. Romance doesn't have to be confined to just one day of the year, does it?
Well, that's it. We've come to the end of this February 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you have enjoyed listening to a little of what goes on in the county. Thanks go to our readers Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, columnists Nina Nana and Mike Liggins, along with Norfolk Magazine editor Emma Lee and our sound recordist Catherine Rose. I hope, like Nick Aitchison, you find reasons to love February, and we will be back with you again next month.